like I said, I'm trying to grow my business, so you gotta advertise or something, you know, just to get your business out there. So
right, okay.
Once you get established, you can scale that back. But.
Okay, I know you're gonna love this. Let me grab Tina to apply that rate. Hang on here.
Okay.
Hi, thanks for holding. Is this David?
Yes.
Hi, the call actually came over a little bit premature. I heard you talking to Tara about having to grow your business, right?
Yeah,
this is a good time to do it. You know, the nice thing is on Google, there is a book of business in your backyard. The problem is it's slipping through your fingers because you have a weaker internet presence, right? And this is something that will put you front and center, get your phone ringing, and help you capture that business. You know, and I wanted to ask you only because I know you had been talking to Tara. Do you have any questions, David, regarding where you're going to appear on the search results or how any of this works other than pricing?
No, I don't think so. I mean, like I told her, I'm on Angie Leads or Angie List, whatever you want to call it right now, and I'm doing Google Ads, but I'm not. It's complicated, so... But I know what you're talking about, the little map, because I use it. That's what I use.
You know what? Statistically speaking, you're not alone. 87% of consumers, when they do a search, they'll bypass those paid ads at the top and go straight to the local listings, which is where we place you.
Yeah.
And, of course, nobody goes to the back pages. So if you're doing Google Ads, this might save you a ton of money because you can probably discontinue using them. Because why do the ads if you're already on the first page in a spotlight position? You know what I mean?
Well, that's what you're trying to get anyway is first page when you're doing the Google Ads. But it's so much competition doing it that way that you can't get on the front page because, you know, that's the – And I've got Google Analytics and all that other stuff hooked up to my web page, and I can look at it, and it's not doing anything. So because I'm so new, I guess. So, you know, I mean, it's always a good thing to, like I said, you got to advertise to get business, and you got to, especially when you first start out. So.
Yeah, I do want
to
tell you
out there.
One thing, David. We also sell Google Ads. But we never recommend them for a small to mid-sized business such as yourself. They're more conducive to a huge corporation that has tens of thousands of dollars in the marketing budget each month, right? And the reason being, right, I know, because you have to pay per click, so those clicks add up very you know, very quickly. So the nice thing is, and the main benefit for you, also how this differs from the paid ads is that it's exclusive, meaning the position just became available. We are filling it today. So if it's something that you'd like to take advantage of, once we begin working with you on the first page of Google and Bing, we're actually going to block out the entire category, meaning that we cannot work with anyone else that does what you do. And I'm sure that you can see the benefits of being on the first page in front of your competitors, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, without a doubt, because that's going to maximize the jobs that come to – is it Bozen or Boysen Services? How do you pronounce that?
It's Bozen.
Bozen.
Yeah, it's Bozen. Yeah.
I love it.
It's two words to put together. It's my Bozen. Dog's actually –
Is it really? Oh, I love that. I'm an animal lover, too. I have three dogs. Sometimes people think I'm crazy, so I love that. What kind of dogs do you have?
They're American Bullies.
Oh,
they're like
those are the best.
Frenchie and a pit bull mix. Small
dogs. Yep. They're so cute. Yeah. I've seen them before. I love them. They're like a pit bull, but smaller to the ground, right?
Yeah. It's like that's it. Exactly.
Oh, so cute. I love it. My neighbor, he moved, but he used to have one named Bruce, and he was the cutest thing. Every time he came out in the grass with Bruce, I'd go out there and play with him. Very, very friendly dog, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're sweet.
I love it. So I was just going to tell you, David, that because you're brand new, I can qualify you for the new in business rate, which is a 50% reduction off of our regular pricing, and it'll set everything at a flat rate month to month of just $299. The program comes with a one-time setup fee of $99 to get you programmed in, so the initial investment would be $398. And what that will include for you is not only your first page listing on Google and Bing, but we would also program you into some of the popular directories that are in your area, as well as the mobile platform. So, for instance, you know how more and more people these days do the searches from their smartphones?
Yeah.
Right? So that's a different search result completely, okay? And once we program you into the mobile platform, now you're going to become available from all of the searches conducted from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, even the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. And as you know, that's a huge market that you'll be able to capitalize on. So I wanted to ask you, because I see the website, which is great. You're ahead of the curve there if you're new. You already have the site. But do you have anything else online other than that in Angie's, like a business Facebook or anything like that?
No, I haven't done a Facebook yet, but I'm getting ready to do it here whenever I get time.
Okay. Well, we can definitely help you with that, because the reason I asked you about the Facebook is because we're a premier partner to Google. Google also allows us to bundle our services with Facebook ads. And it's actually really cool how it works, because you know how when you search for pretty much anything online, next time you go to your Facebook news feed, there's an ad for that popping up?
Oh, yeah.
Right? So that doesn't happen by accident. That happens because the search engines are tracking what people in your area are searching for. So we would, since you don't have the business Facebook yet, we would create it for you. And then we would make sure that anytime someone's searching for your services, that they'll see an ad for Bosin, you know, services coming up in their Facebook news feed. So it's something that is designed to bring you more new clients coming from the social media platform, right? And then you'll have a detailed tracking system, which means that you're going to have the ability to see which new clients came from Google, which new clients came from Facebook. You'll see which keywords they typed in to find you. And if they use their GPS directions to locate you, you'll even see which zip codes they're coming from. That way everything is very transparent, you know, and being that this is a month-to-month
program.
Is that
part extra, or is it?
Nope.
Or does it come with the $299?
That comes with the $299. Google already allows us to bundle our services with that, so that's already included, David. And you'll be grandfathered into this rate, even though it's the new in business rate, where we would ensure that it would never go up for you. So, being, you know, that this is a month-to-month program, I'm sure it's something that you'd like to take advantage of and give a shot, and that way you can see how well it works, right?
Yeah.
I'm excited for you.
Yeah.
Love it.
So where does my listing fall on the front page?
It depends on which address you want to use, because you're not going to be confined to just that one zip code, but some people use their home address, some people use their business address. If it's a home address, Google will hide it on the listing, and then what happens is once it gets published, the more people that find you from the surrounding areas, the better results that you'll see, and you'll start showing up, you know, it, like a spider web in different areas relevant to where the starting point is. So what are you thinking?
Yeah.
Are you thinking you'd rather use the business address, or?
Well, I don't know. What are you all seeing as far as, she said in the area, she's got, I think you all went off my home address is what you did, so.
I'm just looking right now. Which one is closer to Knoxville?
The 37772.
37772.
Yeah, I'm probably 2 miles from Knoxville. So.
Oh, then I would definitely use that address. And here's why. With a business listing on Google, it's always easier to start from a bigger area like Knoxville if you're 2 miles away from there and spiderweb out into all the little surrounding areas rather than to start from a smaller area and try to spiderweb into a bigger area, if that makes sense.
My shop is close to Athens, which is a big area, but it's not as big as Knoxville, but it's a fairly big city. But then Cleveland's 20 miles from me down the other way.
So we're going to cover all of that for you with the Facebook ads. We can run those ads anywhere you like. But as far as Google goes, do you prefer to take more jobs closer to Athens or more closer to Knoxville? Where's like a higher end client for you is what I'm asking. Cause, you know, if you're
probably
gonna take
Knoxville,
on
a, cause I'm in West Knoxville. I'm close to West Knoxville, which is the higher end section.
Absolutely. Then I would do that because Google, you're not going to get like
Calico Village over here in Loudoun County. So
Calico
which is
Village?
Another high end. Calico Village is like right across the river from me. It's like a real high. I don't know where y'all are at, but it's
like a Beverly Hills
plan. Yeah, something like that.
Something like that. Yeah,
it's
that's
like
what
a,
I'm thinking.
It's a lake. It's a lakefront community is what it is.
Ooh,
and you're talking half a million dollar houses on more than that, probably on the lake, and it's all a private community. So they've. And there's probably about 8,000 residents just in that. So.
Excellent. I'm going to put all of that in the notes for the technician because that's very, very important that we help you target that type of a demographic. Also, I want to let you know that I'll use the 37772, but keep in mind that any revisions that you make down the road, they're free of charge, meaning they're included in the package. So if you ever change your mind, no problem. We can update that for you and pin mark you in the other area. That's not a problem at all. Okay? So the first thing I'll do is I'll send you a confirmation email. So what's the best email address to use?
It's david.flynn@bosendservicesllc.com.
Okay. David.Flynn@BosendServicesLLC.com. And then I'm assuming Flynn is also your last name?
Yes.
Yes? Okay, perfect. What is the other dog's name? I assume one is Bo, but what's the other one? Is Sin?
Sin.
Short... Oh, it's just Sin. I thought
Sin.
Maybe that was short for something.
It's just Sin.
Oh, that's cute.
No, it's just Sin.
I like those one-syllable names. They're so much easier. Now, is this the phone number you would like to have displayed on Google?
No, do the shop. It's 423-730-0021.
Okay, 423-730-0021. And then... that's actually the number she called, so I'm thinking that maybe it forwards your personal line.
It comes to my
Okay, what's the personal line?
I mean, it comes to my
line?
Cell phone, what it does. It's 865-207-9034.
865-207-9-0-34? Okay, 9 is what I thought you said. Okay, perfect. Now, for the listing on Google, do you want the LLC on there?
Yes.
Okay, I think so, too. That adds to your credibility, so that will help you. And then if Google initiates a 5-digit PIN code to be sent to you, it will come to the 329 silo drive. So keep your eye out for that. That will get there within 5 to 10 business days. That portion may not be necessary because they're also going to send you an email to send, you know, over some pictures. If you have an invoice or a work truck with tools or anything like that, just to solidify with Google that you're a valid business in the area. And that's going to protect you, David, from a big corporation trying to come into your backyard and steal clients. So the only way you can get on the first page locally without paying for those expensive ads is to actually have a business in the area. So if you see that email that's asking, I think there's about 7 things on the email that it'll ask you for. You don't have to send in all 7. Just send in whatever you have. If you have, you know, a business card with your address or anything like that, that will help you as far as getting the listing verified, okay?
Okay.
Okay, and then I can secure the position for you using a debit or a credit card. So what works best?
Let's do a credit card.
Okay, and is it your name on the card or the company name or both?
Yeah, it's mine.
Yours. Okay, perfect. Any middle name or initial or just David Flynn?
Got an A in the middle of it.
Okay, David A. Flynn.
David A. Flynn.
And then what is the billing address?
This one, 329 Silo Drive, Silver City.
And then 37772. Okay, got it. And then the card number when you're ready.
3712. Mm-hmm. 4873-4986-009.
And expiration?
426.
And the code?
1862.
Okay, so what I'm going to do right now, David, is go through a voice verification recording with you, and that will outline your service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection. And then I'm going to create an appointment for my technician to call you later today, and they're going to go over your keywords, your service area, linking your website, and getting you placed. Now, some of this is a little repetitive of everything I just asked you. It's going to have you repeat your business name and whatnot, so just kind of bear with me, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Both End Services, LLC.
Thank you. And then please state your name and title with the company.
David Flynn and owner.
And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
Excellent. You're also an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes.
To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay, and then in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Thank you. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, April 25th, in the nominal amount of just $398. When your term is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 25th day in the amount of $299. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Excellent. So that concludes the voice verification recording. And I want to let you know, David, that when my technician calls you later today to do the client interview, that's going to take 20, maybe 30 minutes. So what time works best? Do you want to do the next available, which is at 11, or do you want to push it out towards later in the day? What are you thinking?
11. What time is it? It's 11 now.
Oh, I thought you were on Central Time. I'm sorry. Is it 11?
I'm on Eastern Time.
Oh, you're on Eastern.
Yeah,
okay, let me fix that. I put that you were on Central. Let me fix it. Yeah. So okay, I just fixed it. It says Eastern now. So now I have a 12 o'clock. You want to grab that one?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Yeah, it's the same appointment. I was just looking at it in the wrong time zone, so I'm so sorry.
Okay. Yeah.
It's Thursday, and I'm getting my wires crossed. That's not good.
It's almost over.
I was going to say, I prefer to say Friday Eve anyway, so.
Yeah. It's almost over, so.
It's almost over, absolutely.
Almost the weekend.
Yep, I love it. Not that we're counting, huh?
Yeah.
So, David, what I'm doing right now is I'm blocking out the entire hour for you from 12 to 1 o'clock Eastern, and that's just okay. In case my technician's prior appointment runs a little bit over and they call you at 12:15. Don't panic. They're going to call you sometime within that hour. And then, because I got you special pricing that is not available to the general public, I just want you to go in there and acknowledge it with your e-signature. So did you get a text from me right now that says, thank you for choosing Local Splash?
Text. Welcome. Yeah.
Okay, so the welcome one, it should be the one right before that that says, David, thank you for choosing Local Splash.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay, good. So there's a link in there that says click here to accept your subscription terms. If you click that, it will take you to a page that says Local Splash Terms of Experience.
Yeah, I got it.
Mm-hmm. All you have to do is scroll all the way to the bottom. There's two little boxes that you have to check. One to show that you're authorized. Second, to show that you receive text messages. And then once you do that, plug your name in and please include the A because that's on the billing. It will have to match. So David A. Flynn. And then when you confirm it, your sign, if it goes through, is it's going to ask you for a username and a password. So you don't have to worry about that right now. That username and password is already in your welcome email. But my main thing is just getting the pricing locked in.
Yeah, I just did it. Sorry,
oh, okay. And you see that. Okay, good. That's a good sign. And then lastly, David, we're here Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern. So if you ever have a question or an update or you have a billing question, anything like that, that toll-free customer service number is also on that text message. So you would just call in and hit option one, and anybody that answers the phone can help you. And then if you want to talk to me, my name is Tina, and I'm at the same number, but my extension is 777. Okay, so if you plug in that 777, it'll ring directly to my desk. Now,
okay. Are
you going to discontinue the Google Ads now that you have this, or are you thinking to continue with them? Because we could help you with that, too, if you want to continue with them.
No, I just assume if y'all are going to put me on the front page and I don't really have to do anything but trust you all, then I ain't doing that because it's too complicated.
It's complicated and it gets a little
complicated,
expensive.
So
yes.
Yeah, I'm just going to rely on to do the front page thing, and I ain't going to worry about the rest of it. That's fine with me.
Okay. If you ever want us to do ads for you or anything like that, I want to let you know that we do the Google Ads, and our minimum budget is $300 monthly because they are more expensive, and all we charge to do it is a 25% management fee. So you don't have to pay anything extra to do it, just that little management fee off the top. But I don't think that you need that right now. I just wanted to let you know it's available in case you ever wanted us to, you know, take it over so you don't have to worry about the complexity of it, because I know it's very, very difficult, you know. But other than that, you're all good to go. Yeah, it is. Absolutely. So you'll save some money there. If you don't do that anymore, you don't have to worry about it. You can maybe, you know, discontinue it, and this will start kicking in for you.
Yeah, I'm getting ready to cancel it right now.
Excellent. Okay. Yeah, and I'm going to tell them, since we're building the Facebook, to pull some images and your logo and everything off of your website, so you don't even have to do anything extra for the Facebook unless you have something special that you want to put on there, like, you know, a brand new before and after photo or something like that. Send those to us as you get them, right? And we can update it on your site and on your Facebook. But for now, we'll use the content that's already on your site, okay?
Okay.
All right. So you're all good to go, Mr. David. I enjoyed talking to you. Take good care of those pups and have a very profitable year, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Yo, you're welcome. And then they'll be calling you around 12 o'clock for that client interview, give or take a couple minutes, okay?
Okay.
All right. Have a great day. You're very welcome, sir. Okay. Bye-bye. Thanks.
All right.
Bye.